Vinny and Nikki in the Morning present the X Challenge.
Back together. All right, we're officially calling this the X Challenge here on the Beat 92.5, where we're going to find out a little more about each other, about the past. So we've all, the other members of the show have spoken to somebody from the past.
From our past, yeah.
From our past. So Sam and I spoke to somebody from Nikki's past. Nikki and I spoke to somebody from Sam's past, and you two spoke to somebody from my past.
Oh, did we?
Us being in the room. Mm-hmm. So they're all the conversations have already happened, mm-hmm. okay? And up first is Sam's crush from CJEP. You were pretty into this girl, Denise, mm-hmm. right? And we asked her first how the two of you met.
He and I went to theater school together at Dawson quite a few years ago now.
Okay. And did you guys date or...
No, we did not date. No, we were friends. He did ask me to marry him a few times.
Stop it.
He did not tell us this.
So, okay.
He did, yeah.
So you guys spent a lot of time together then?
Yeah, well, it was a really intensive program, theater school. You're at the theater a lot and in classes all day. So we definitely spent a lot of time together. Okay. Sam and I were pretty good friends and we always had a good time together.
All right, Sam. And...
Yeah. I was only half kidding about the marriage proposals.
Right.
I
mean,
it was one of those passive questions.
Sure. Like,
yeah. Now, you did spend a lot of time with each other and you developed feelings for her. And then you tried this.
I think it was always pretty clear that we were friends.
Oh, my God.
After I turned him down for marriage, you know, it was.
Okay, so you're well aware that he had a big crush on you at the time. Right?
Yeah. Well, there was one time he tried to kiss me, so I sort of caught on at that point.
Now, you remember that very well?
I'm a persistent guy, Vinny. I go after what I want, even if, you know.
Okay, that's your side of the story.
Yeah.
We asked her to explain what happened when you tried to kiss her.
Oh, God.
It was actually our graduation, and we were all piled into a limo going to celebrate our graduation, and he tried to kiss me in the limo.
And what did you do?
And it didn't happen.
Oh my God.
I felt bad because I love Sam. He's a good guy, but just, you know.
Not like
my
that.
My friend.
Not like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't the first time I was rejected.
But, you know, okay.
Hey, she said you're a good guy.
I've heard that before.
She was clear that she didn't have feelings for you. However, mm-hmm. she did tell us how kind of a guy you are.
One time he brought me out for my birthday. I had a boyfriend at the time, so it was very clear that, you know, we were just going out as friends.
He brought you out for your birthday?
Did he pay?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Oh, that's actually really sweet.
Good.
No, and he was. He was super, well, I don't know, maybe his dad paid at the time.
Most likely.
That makes more sense.
Most likely.
Yeah. Sam definitely has a soft side.
Yeah. Oh, see? I'm not surprised that you
said
that
at all.
Yeah, see,
I'm not all negative and bad. I just...
Now, you did spend a lot of time with Denise back then.
Mm-hmm.
So we asked her to tell us a very embarrassing story
about you. Really?
This is what she told us.
We had only been in school for maybe a couple of weeks, and we had this lounge where we would go and rest and have our lunch. And he sat down on the couch and pulled out this massive turkey sandwich and opened it up and looked inside and kind of huffed and was like, oh, Esther, you forgot the mustard again. And everybody was sitting around and they're like, who's Esther? He's like, oh, my maid. She always forgets to put the mustard in the sandwich.
Oh, my God. No, he didn't say that.
And we all looked at him and we said, you have a maid? And he puts down the sandwich and looks at us all and says, you guys don't have maid?
Oh, my God.
Maid? What?
Oh, my God. Oh. It somehow doesn't shock me, really.
Yeah,
it somehow doesn't shock me.
Do you still keep in touch with Esther?
Okay, first of all, she's a nanny.
Okay.
Right.
And she was part-time. Okay. We were four kids in the house. We needed an extra set of hands.
Now, this was back in CJEP, like, what, almost 15 years ago?
Yeah.
And she admitted she didn't have feelings for you back then. But we did ask her what if she had any regrets mm-hmm. and if she ever wondered what could have been.
Yeah, you know, you never know. You don't know what you got till it's gone, right?
Yeah. Is this part of you feel that way?
Well, I would have a hard time explaining that to my husband.
Oh, you're married. Oh.
Okay. Let's say you're not married. You met your soulmate. Let's say that didn't happen. Are you like, maybe in hindsight, I could have given him a little bit of a chance back then?
Well, you never know. I mean, we're both still young, right? So who knows in a few years.
Wow. So he's like the one that got away then, right, for you?
I think that I'm the one who got away.
Yeah, she's the one that got away. Exactly.
Sam, you're blushing.
I'm pretty sure I'm the one that got away, just for the record.
Please.
I didn't get that feeling.
Really?
And finally, we asked Denise, who, by the way, was Sam's big crush in CJEP. We asked if she's surprised that you ended up working on the radio every day.
I mean, hearing him on the radio now, I'm so not surprised that this is what he's doing, because how he is now is pretty much how he was back then.
Really? He hasn't changed a lot?
No, not a lot. And, you know, I mean, in theater school, he was always really good with accents and he could sing and do all these things. He was great at improv. So hearing him on the radio now, I'm so not surprised that this is what he's doing.
She's proud of you. Look at that.
Thank you, Denise. I keep it real. That's what I do. Humble beginnings.
All right.
I'm still.
All right. Humble beginnings. Esther the maid. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I still haven't forgiven her for that.
We got to know a whole different side of Fat Man Sam. That was very interesting. The Beat 92.5.